This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9. Good morning. I'm Lynn Mark with Shariz Abdullah and Julian Ng, and this is The Morning Run. So US markets overnight were down across the board. Now the Dow Jones was down 0.6% along with the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 was down 0.8% after the Fed pushed back on market expectations that there will be a rate cut soon.
Yes, Jerome Powell said that the central bank had no bias right now to either strengthen or loosen. And this is going to be a very interesting discussion, which we will have with Jeffrey Halley later. And the Asian markets, most of them were closed because of Labor Day. And in Japan, this is part of a 10-day hiatus because they have a new king.
And not happy about it at the same time. That's what we gathered. But at the same time, looking at other corporate news, Uber kicked off its IPO roadshow in London on Monday. So it then headed to New York and will continue on the other cities to raise up to $9 million in
this billion,
IPO.
$9 billion
in IPO next week. So demand for the share is currently focused on the low end of Uber's targeted share price range. But as we know from Lyft, strong IPO demand doesn't necessarily mean success. I mean, look at Lyft. They were oversubscribed.
Yep, and the price is very weak these days. I think a lot of investors are probably preparing for that Uber IPO and to reserve some of their money to buy into Uber.
We also have some news out of the Mueller report saga. So U.S. Attorney General William Barr testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, and this is the first testimony since the Mueller report was released 2 weeks ago. And he said that he did not exonerate President Donald Trump, but urged Americans to decide for themselves. He did also say that the president has been falsely accused of coordinating with Russia and contradicted Special Counsel Robert Mueller by saying that President Trump fully cooperated with the investigation.
And in Japan, the new Emperor Naruhito has ascended to the throne. This comes after former Emperor Akihito became the first Japanese monarch to step down in 202 years due to health concerns.
Yes, a more extravagant do for the coronation is set for the 22nd of October, and this will include world leaders from all over the world as well as a parade in Tokyo. Now on the line to tell us a little bit more about the international markets, we have Jeffrey Halley, senior market analyst at Oanda. So Jeffrey, no rate cuts in this round of the FOMC. So what are some of your key takeaways from the meeting, and what's your outlook on the market for the rest of this week?
Good morning and thanks for having me. He did exactly what I expected, which was to say everything was poised quite delicately or in a balanced way, so they could actually look to go one way or the other, but with a definite bias towards stimulating if needed to. I guess for a lot of the bullish bond traders and equity traders around the world, what was frustrating is that they didn't give a clear indicator there that they were looking to ease any time soon. And we saw a lot of profit taking on the markets. We saw treasuries rise and we saw equities fall and the dollar rally slightly against developed market currencies. I think the main takeaway from this is that the Fed is on a wait and see watch, like so many other central banks around the world. And they do still have a slight easing bias, but that the economic fundamentals at the moment, except for pesky low inflation, are holding up very, very well.
Yeah, so speaking about, Jeffrey, about the inflation, there seemed to be a disconnect between that the low inflation and the strong U.S. GDP, as well as the unemployment figures. So how will the Fed address this?
Mr. Powell actually said there were some transient numbers that had dropped out of the recent inflation numbers that had dragged it down. And I'm not so sure about that. I think this inflation story is one that we're seeing globally at the moment, where we're seeing persistently low inflation in markets all over the world. I can't think of a single one, unless you're talking about Venezuela, where inflation is really running to the top side or out of control. So this isn't just a United States story. this is a story that is affecting the entire world at the moment. And I do believe that this is simply due to overcapacity in the market. So it's very, very hard to raise prices for any sorts of goods in the market while labor costs remain subdued. So people aren't really getting pay rises. And why we have so much capacity on the manufacturing side globally. So that one is it's an intransigent problem with no easy solutions.
And over in the US, Apple also came out with their slightly lower than expected results because of poor iPhone sales. But they did indicate that they're going to do more dividends and share buybacks. And I know at least one other big company, Berkshire Hathaway, also doing some share buybacks. Is this an indication that the stocks will do better than what Jerome Powell suggests?
Again, this is a trend we've been seeing for quite a while, and actually I take it as a slightly negative outlook, to be honest. It says to me that companies around the world just don't have any clear investment opportunities that will generate the returns they're looking for, so they're returning money to shareholders. And I feel that there's been some gloss put on share buybacks. Sure, they can put up the prices in the short term, but it's what they're telling about a lot of these companies in the longer term that concerns me, to be honest. So Apple's results, Apple rose because they because their revenue targets were slightly exceeded. But do remember that they'd actually dropped those substantially in quarter one.
Thank you so much. That was Jeffrey Halley out of Oanda in Singapore commenting there at the end about Apple's results. So Apple's shares closed up 5% last night to $210, inching towards the $1 trillion US dollar market capitalization club. Now for the second quarter, their sales slipped 5% year on year to $58 billion US dollars, slightly beating market expectations. But as Jeffrey pointed out, they did lower those expectations in Q1.
That's right. And the 5% fall wasn't as bad as the 17% fall in iPhone because of what is called service revenue, you know, those stuff that you buy on online, your music and so on. That grew about 16% world. And what this shows us is that Apple needs to sort of diversify their earnings a little bit more away from phones. It's a very beleaguered structure in the phone industry right now because people already have got all their iPhones. iPhones are very expensive and people are waiting for that transition to 5G, so holding back some of their purchases. But if you look at the market share, right, they're competing against the likes of Samsung and Xiaomi and even Huawei, which is getting so much flack in the US right now.
Yeah, and but you do see the, you know, the sales of Huawei going, you know, being, you know, very popular in China, and you can see the sales of iPhone reducing. At the same time, last week we've heard a lot about the competition going on the cloud space. So as Apple is going into the content business, Apple TV and so forth, and music as well as movies, but at the same time, you are seeing a lot of other companies making the headway. I mean, you see, for example, Microsoft and Amazon, they do well in their cloud space with Azure and also the AWS, but looking at Netflix and so forth, I mean, they're already leading on the video streaming business.
Yeah, because as you mentioned as well, you mentioned Apple TV, Sharitz, and Apple TV has been around for a while, but they still haven't really managed to make a dent in terms of the home TV segment. Now, Apple is, of course, as we've talked about, focusing on tilting its business more towards services like iCloud and Apple Music, but some of their new services aren't going to be coming out until late 2019. So this is Apple's way of trying to create a more steady income of an income stream versus the handphone market, which is dependent on a consumer sentiment as well as the success of new iPhone launches. Now, we'll be coming back in a little bit. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.